It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live. Sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Good afternoon, folks, on this beautiful Friday, the first actual golf day we've had in 2018. My name is Keith Stewart. I'm your host for Springdale Golf Live. And I'm sure many of you who are driving somewhere right now listening to this are asking yourselves, what is Springdale Golf Live? Well, it's our live radio show discussing all the amazing, fun aspects of our golf and life surrounding our 123-year-old club here in Princeton. And I mentioned the 123-year aspect of it because we carry that as a club as almost a badge of honor. And we've been the first club in Princeton and a leading club ever since. And this foray into live radio is just another step that we're taking to try to continue to be that leader in ensuring that the greatest game of golf is carried on for more and more years to come. At this time, I certainly want to thank our sponsors and our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation for all that they've done to help us get this show off the ground. And we're really excited here. And we're so happy to be on 920 AM The Jersey. And here we go. Week in and week out, we're going to be with you on Friday afternoons for your afternoon drive to wherever you're going. I know where my members are going right now when it's 78 degrees, perfect, not a cloud in the sky. They're heading right to the practice range or to the tee over at Springdale Golf Club. And I know Darren and Vince are over there in the shop getting ready to take care of everybody and get you out on the golf course as soon as possible. And which, you know, it brings to mind that not only is there going to be golf this afternoon at Springdale, but each Friday night they have these amazing club dinners. And one of the segments that we're going to do every Friday is called Tower Talk. And Tower Talk is just a little bit of what's going on. We're going to share our world with yours about what's going on at the club socially and how everyone's getting together and gathering and telling stories and making birdies and just having a good old Springdale day. Well, Tower Talk this week starts with tonight's Lobster Fest. And anyone that knows me knows that I just love lobster. I mean, lobster is so good, Al.
You can't beat it.
Yes, exactly. For those of you who don't know, Al is my in-house producer here and my best friend for the next 27 minutes. And I walked into the kitchen because I just love lobster, and I was in there and they're prepping the lobsters for tonight, and I'd almost wish I had worn cargo pants or something so I could have got a couple lobsters for us, Al. But
big pockets, right?
Oh, it's the biggest, the bigger the better, you know, 2 pound pockets.
Oh, I love
but it. But the lobster night, as it's so affectionately known as, was they were in their final preparations for this evening. You know, they got a sold-out crowd. They're going to have a wonderful time tonight. It's always one of the more popular nights. You know, the bibs are out on the tables. The crackers are there for the shells. It's it's fantastic. And, you know, congratulations to Donna and her team for everything they're going to put together tonight. And I know it's going to be a great night, and I just can't wait till staff lunch tomorrow. Because you know what's coming.
The leftovers.
Oh, yes. The lobster roll.
Lobster roll.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's lunch special is going to be lobster roll.
I love it.
And I absolutely love that. But, you know, speaking of a good lunch, we have this really unique event coming up as part of Tower Talk this week. And that is our ladies are hosting an open house on Thursday, April 26th, starting at 12:30. And all the women of the club are invited out to come and to talk about golf. And whether you're a golfer or not, we're going to have a luncheon. We're going to have a fashion show. There's going to be a small clinic. So it's going to be a really, really fun day to come out and spend some time at the club and, you know, get past this long off season and winter and see some of the ladies maybe you haven't seen yet and your friends and, you know, kind of reacquaint things. And we're really excited about all that and all that's going on at the club these days. But did I mention I like lobster?
I think you did, but
okay.
You can mention it again.
All right, well, it's fantastic.
You did mention that I'm your friend for the next 27 minutes. What am I going to be after that?
You'll be my friend again next Friday.
Okay.
For 30 minutes.
All right, good.
No. Come on, Al. It's, okay.
I told you, you never know what's coming out of me. Well, and I want to officially welcome you to our Fox Sports 920 The Jersey family with this brand new show today. It's the first of many, and it's a great thing to add to our program lineup.
Well, you know, Al, thank you so much. Everyone here at the station has been fantastic. The Board of Governors at the club have been fantastic. All the support that I feel with us in this project, we are going to have so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And which brings me to my next topic on a weekly basis. We're going to talk about the leaderboard.
Okay.
And the leaderboard, Al, is everyone this week that's been out playing golf and winning golf tournaments. Mm-hmm. And we've had a couple of those this week. I mean, every Wednesday, our men get together for what's called the Wednesday group. And I sure love to point out the group that finished at 17 under par. Mm. Seven. They were better than Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
Believe that?
Better than me.
Yeah, better than me.
Oh,
17 under par. And the Wednesday group guys that won, Dr. Jim Varney, John Cook, Dr. Howard Buchwald, and Rick Gallaudet, congratulations to those guys. You know, they won themselves a little shop credit, and you know, they're working their way towards a new pair of socks, I think, or, well, you know, possibly a golf shirt someday. But 17 under par for 18 holes. Mm-hmm. I wonder what happened. I wonder if they played all 18, or maybe they just played 17.
Oh, do you think? No, they wouldn't cheat.
No. Just don't even think it.
I'm not.
Did you say it?
I did.
Oh,
I shouldn't have.
That's fine. They did not.
That was me.
But I was just more curious if they played all 18 because they were 17 under.
Yeah.
And no, they played fantastic, and those guys play every Wednesday, and we're so happy to have them out, and congratulations to them for how well they did. Now, true leaderboard talk this week. I mean, serious leaderboard talk.
Okay.
Thursday morning. You probably noticed this, but the weather finally broke.
Mm-hmm.
We're so excited. The weather finally broke for golf here in Central Jersey. Jersey in general, the Northeast. And we're getting a fantastic day today, but let's not be redundant, okay? Thursday morning, I know why the weather broke. And I'm going to share that with all of you right now. It was Springdale Ladies opening day. Mm-hmm. And when the rush of women came in on Thursday morning, and the sun came up, suddenly it was no longer 40, it was 60. And all our hearts were warmed up as Ladies' Day was back at the club. And we had a nice little contest, followed by a luncheon for the ladies and their annual spring meeting where they kind of kick things off. And we had a little golf contest that morning.
Mm-hmm.
We sent them out a little 9-hole scramble. The Springdale women's group, along with our 18-holers. And there were some winners that day. And just like the Wednesday group guys, we'd love to let those folks know that we're so excited that they played well. And since it was a scramble, and for those of you who don't know what a scramble is the foursome of players will hit a shot, they'll select the best shot, then they will go there, and then they'll play that same format until they get to the green. And then they will all putt, and they will have one team score. And since most of our golf is handicapped or of the net variety, you're going to hear some weird scores as the winning scores. But with a scramble, we like to take just a small percentage of their handicap because technically they're getting a decent shot every time,
right,
or they're getting four putts at every putt. So we like to think they could play a little better than their usual playing ability. So in third place, we had the wonderful team of Jen Green, Joanne Savino, Nancy Henkel, and Jane Schilliber. And they had a score of 29.15. In second place, we had Barbara Robbins, Ann Weingartner, and Ginger Kane with a score of 28.35. And in first place, just 0.15, Al. 0.15.
Mm-hmm.
Strokes less at 28.2 was Chris Miller, Debbie Morrison, and Alice Yee. So congratulations to all those ladies, but certainly our champions, Chris and Debbie and Alice, for their fine play on Thursday. And we think they did just what was an amazing time, an amazing job of bringing us this fantastic weather and getting their golf season kicked off in just the best possible way. And speaking of kicking the golf season off, another little portion we're going to have on Fridays is going to be called our Victory Ready portion. And those of you that are listening that aren't Springdale members might be thinking to yourselves, well, what does Victory Ready mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our teaching professional, Mr. Vince Romagli, his first initials, L-V-R, And Vince Romagli is going to help you get victory ready.
I got it.
You know? And, you know, he does videos and player development programs and clinics at the club. He teaches a ton of lessons. And we sent an email out today announcing his program to kick the season off, because tomorrow it's going to be like 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
80 degrees. I can't believe it. Because of what we've been through. These nor'easter after nor'easter. Now all of a sudden it's going to be 80 degrees. So we sent out an email, and Vince knew that everyone's going to be fired up about golf and they're all going to be around the club. So we sent out an email to say, you know what? When you get out and you play a little golf tomorrow or you play a little golf today, you're going to find that there's going to be some rust on the game.
Right.
And he wants to help you with that rust. He wants you to come up with a game plan to make 2018 the best year ever. And in his email today, he sent out and he said, I'm going to offer free.
I hear you.
15-minute lessons mm-hmm. to the first 12 people to call the shop and sign up. Well, now, when I left the shop about half an hour ago, the list was already half full. Wow. So if you're listening to this now live, you just got to pick up the phone and you got to call Vince, 609-924-3198 in the shop over there. And you got to let him know that you want one of those 15-minute slots. And it's next Saturday, April 21st. He's going to give you a free 15-minute swing evaluation. He'll take video. He loves that camera of his. He's going to show you what's going on. He's going to get you started off on the right foot. And that's just the type of thing that we love to do at the club to get our golfers completely engaged in what's going on there. Golf as a game, it can be difficult at times, but we like to think of it as the most fun that you could possibly play. Mm-hmm. And that is why, I bet you didn't know this, Al, or you've probably heard this because the station's not too far from the club, just across the canal. But do you know what my title is at the club?
I do know your title because you've been on with us with other shows. And if I can remember correctly, I think you're known as the Director of Fun.
The Director of Fun.
That's what I thought.
And there are a lot of things that members call me, but this is pretty much my favorite.
Right, and this is the one we can get away with on air.
True. There's no doubt about that. But all kidding aside, We are having such a great time over there. And Vince's Victory Ready Saturday on April 21st is just another example of all the fun and engaging things that we're doing. And I can't wait to see him out there. He's going to go out for 3 straight hours, 15 minutes a person. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be having the time of his life. And he'll be so charged up for everybody. And we're so excited to have him as a member of my team and teaching everyone. And, you know, a quick aside about Vince. Vince and I played in a tournament this week, New Jersey PGA Pro. He was my partner.
Okay.
First day, played pretty well. We're tied for 12th in a field of 50. Second day, I think I got to him, Al.
Yeah.
I think I did.
What'd you do? How'd you do that?
I think that I may have brought his game down to my level. I don't know. We were a couple over on the second day, and we mm-hmm. finished in 22nd place. But we had a tremendous time, and we were better than half the field. And we were happy to go out and put our games on display for the state and for our members and support the New Jersey PGA. And, of course, now, speaking of the New Jersey PGA and their charitable arm, what we'd like to do is we'd like to do a little spot here for our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation, which is the charitable arm of the New Jersey PGA section and is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf. With a focus on 3 core pillars, youth, military, and special needs, the NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals like myself. So individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment to support the New Jersey Golf Foundation or learn more about its programs and special events. Please visit my friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation.org. We're going to go to a quick break right now. On the other side, we're going to have a live report from member Kevin Tylus at the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Be right back.
what it feels like.
So how do you like it?
So what is it? I'm curious.
You like it like this?
My God, do we love football.
Or like this?
I love the sport of baseball.
And what about this?
You can have a sports show without all the vicious talk.
Simple human decency.
Whatever it is that you like.
Yeah, I like chaos.
We've got it covered.
Right? Right?
It's sports the way you like it.
My friends, you may not know this. It's got everything you want.
On Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, welcome back to Springdale Golf Live. We're happy to have you back, and as you all know, this week is the RBC Heritage down at Hilton Head, South Carolina, and we're so happy and proud to have one of our members from Springdale live on the phone, Mr. Kevin Tylus, reporting on course at the RBC Heritage. Kevin, are you there?
Hi, Keith.
Kevin.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. I am sequestered here on the dog leg of 16. We probably have about 4 minutes before Harris English's group gets here. So it's great to talk to you, and what a fun week down in Hilton Head this week.
How's the golf course down there and the players? Are they having a good time? Tell us a little bit
of your
experience.
They're having a great time. You know, this is one of those tournaments that we as spectators don't think of as a top tournament, but the pros absolutely love it, and they love it for two reasons. And as you know, we got to play with Sam Saunders on Monday, and Sam said that, you know, one of the Tiger effects was the 7,600-yard golf courses, and they love coming to a place like Harbortown Golf Links where, you know, they all have to hit the dog legs and they all have to hit the shots in these tiny greens. And the course is in fantastic shape. The other thing is that it's the week after the Masters, so the guys were under a lot of pressure the week before, and this is really a lot of fun for them.
Well, that must have been awesome on Monday, playing in the Pro-Am with Arnold Palmer's grandson. Do you have any good stories from playing with him or funny moments?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. He's such a gentleman. He's 30 years old. He has the maturity of someone and wiseness of someone a lot older than that. The incredible thing is he's so popular here with Arnie Gaughan, especially because Arnie won the very first Heritage tournament back in 1969. And then after that, it was sort of a who's who of great players. Nicklaus has won it. Watson won it a couple times. Davis Love won it 6 times. And then just in recent years, the younger guys, I guess you'd call them that, Kuchar and a few others and some popular names. And then last year, Bryson DeChambeau made his his first pro tournament here at the Heritage. So it's really it's got terrific heritage to it, and it's a wonderful tournament.
Well, we're talking here with Kevin Tylus, member at Springdale, and he is live on course on the 16th hole down at the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head, South Carolina. And he was talking about playing with Sam Saunders this week in the Pro-Am. And as you saw him play the golf course, Kevin, were there any holes that he particularly pointed out that he said, you know, I got to play this hole well this week in order
to do well? That's a great question, Keith. 14 for we amateurs played 155 yards over a microscopic peninsula green, wonderful par 3. And you may be familiar with that hole. And it played for them 192. And he said, this is the hole that gets me every year. And he missed the cut by a stroke today, and he hit the ball in the water both days on 14. So, you know, it's a shame. He's a tremendous player, and what a great guy. And you know, he's going to break through someday. But like so many of these guys, they just need that first one.
Well, you know, Pete Dye can design a serious golf course. And it sounds to me like year in and year out, this is just one of those very, very special events. And I know you've been living down there for years. How many times have you gone and attended this event?
I'll be right with you, Keith. We got Harris English in the right rough. Hold on.
Well, this is pretty exciting. Kevin is live, and he's going to come back in a second, and he's going to let us know how Harris English did.
He didn't like that. He's right at a green on 16 in front of the grandstands, and let's see what happens. So we've been down here. Well, we've been in this area for a lot of years, but we started coming to the tournament, you know, in earnest, say, 7-8 years ago. The funniest round was probably the first year, when it was 40 degrees and wind chill of something like 20, and we played with Boo Weekly, who was sponsored then by Camo, and he had more Camo on than you can imagine. He was just a really fun guy to play with and a gentleman at the same time, and man, he can hit it like all the rest of them.
I believe it. I believe it. Well, it sounds like the groups are starting to come through on you, and I don't want to get you caught with that cell phone there. So,
well, the news today, Keith, is the ageless Ian Poulter, who fired a -7 to be -9 right now, and he and Siwoo Kim are in the lead, both at -9.
You know, Kevin, I didn't see that Poulter shot 64 today, but that is an awesome round of golf, and I'm sure he'd be willing to tell us all about it, and then some.
That's for sure.
Hey, I really appreciate you taking your time away from the on-course reporting you're going to do for the Golf Channel later. You did a fantastic job. Thanks so much for calling into us, and make sure when you get back, you listen to our podcast of the whole show, and you hear yourself live. Have a wonderful trip down there with your wife, Ginger, and we welcome you back with open arms.
Great to
next
talk
week.
To you, Keith. Okay.
Take
so
care,
everybody.
All right. Well, there you have it, Al. You know, that was live from the PGA Tour event.
Fantastic. Yeah. Great report.
And it goes back to what this whole concept for Springdale is about. Mm-hmm. Springdale Golf Live. Each and every week, we are going to do our very best to bring you some kind of live fun aspect to golf and just keep our listeners coming in and having them just get engaged and think about the fun and different aspects and things that they can do when they're playing golf. Everything from Top Golf to playing in a scramble to playing in a club event, all the great things that are going on in golf at our club. And, you know, thanks so much to Mr. Tylus for calling in. You know, hopefully he doesn't get in trouble down there with a cell phone on property. But he was a great sport to do that for me. And I can't thank him enough for that. And one of the other things that we're going to do on a weekly basis,
mm-hmm.
Al,
yeah,
is that I don't know if you've heard of this before. Have you heard of social media?
I have, believe it or not. Even though I have a vast library of A-tracks, I do... You know, I am up on things. I have heard of social media.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And
not that I do it, but
quietly over the last day or two, as this show was getting ready to debut, mm-hmm. I reached out to some friends and colleagues, and I said, you know, could you tweet me a question for the show that, you know, would be relevant and fun?
Good idea.
And now I open it up to all of our listeners that please, while we're here at the show all week, you can use Instagram, you can use Twitter. My username is @KJPGA. Send me a question. Send me something that's relevant, something that's fun, and we're going to do our best to answer it on the air. I got a question early this morning from @MSpatcher. And I know this gentleman. He lives up in Rhode Island, and he had a great question. And he said, why is Masters champ Patrick Reed so unlikable? And I know you're giving me the eye right now, Al.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about it is that this question, and I got a bunch of questions. I probably got 20 or 30 questions from friends and colleagues, and I thanked everyone to send them in. But I really like this question because here's a guy that did his lifelong dream, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Augusta National Golf Club is in Augusta, Georgia, and he went to Augusta State.
Okay.
He played college golf there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what better dream could one have than to win at Augusta? Well, certainly, He goes and does it this past Sunday, wins the first major of the year, dons the green jacket, and within a day or two, the media is just ripping him apart. So my good friend up in Rhode Island sends me this question. He says, why is the Masters champ Patrick Reed so unlikable? So I, you know, my answer to that question is that I think at times Patrick Reed just calls it like he sees him.
Mm-hmm.
When he won on tour the first time, he said, I'm going to be one of the top five players in the world. And some people consider that to be offensive, right?
Yeah.
To the other players, some of the players took exception to that, right? Well, there are no participation trophies on the PGA Tour. All of those guys are supremely talented.
Mm-hmm.
And it's somebody that is like a Tiger Woods or a Phil Mickelson. They're better at golf than you and I are at breathing. And what's interesting about this is that Patrick just came out and said what other people were thinking about themselves.
Right.
Now, they maybe had a little better filter, but why judge the guy on his greatest week of the year? So why say that he's unlikable? Well, I think that some people feel like he's unlikable because he's a little bit too real,
yeah.
A little bit too transparent.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think it's refreshing. I'm not going to lie. I was rooting for Jordan in the end there when he was making the old run for 63. All right. I was rooting for him. I thought that that'd be a great story to get him in a playoff, maybe shoot 62, lowest round ever in the final round of a major. But it didn't work out. It did for Patrick Reed. What a great story. So,
sure.
You know, I think that answers the question a little bit about why he is maybe likable or unlikable.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully everybody takes a fresh look at him, you know, after we answer that question. I got another question. And this one came in from at Dennis Leamy. And he says, Keith, when you're working with top-level amateurs, tour players, section professionals, PGA professionals, what type of warm-up do you recommend for tournament play? And I think this is a great question. And it's gone to the point where on YouTube and some other channels that you'll see that they record the warm-up for Rory McIlroy or Jason Day, and they'll show you exactly what they're doing step by step. And that's really, really interesting. From 1998 to 2003, I was fortunate enough to work as an assistant professional down at a place called Isleworth Country Club in Windermere, Florida.
Right.
And at Isleworth, I got to know a golfer by the name of Tiger Woods. And Tiger lived there during that time, and he won a lot of tournaments. And as an aspiring touring professional myself at the time, I would ask him questions like, how do you get ready to play? And so what I'm going to share with you at Dennis Leamy is that when you warm up to play the golf course, the irons that you hit, do you hit the ones that you're going to hit on the par threes that day? Do you know your yardages? Do you practice your short shots, the types of short shots that you know that you're going to face when you're on the golf course? If it's one with a lot of bunkers, make sure you hit some bunker shots.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one with a lot of tight grass chipping areas, make sure that you don't just hit all your chip shots out of the rough. And the last shot, and most important to get you in the right frame of mind for game time, has to be whatever your first tee shot is, make that your last full swing on the range. And I think that'll answer your question. You try that at Dennis Leamy, and I think you'll be much better off and more prepared for your next tournament round. Well, I know that our time is getting near the end here, Al, and there's one last thing that we're going to do. Anyone that knows me knows that I love trivia.
Right.
I just love it to death. I love a good trivia question. And we're going to have a trivia contest every Friday. And the contest is going to be run like this. I'm going to give you a question, and the first member to come in the shop on Saturday morning and answer the question correctly will receive one free ride on me on the golf course, one riding cart for their 18 holes that Saturday tomorrow. So if you come in with the correct question, that's what you're going to get.
All right.
Here's our question to ponder. During coverage of the Masters, Jim Nance mentioned the answer to this. He said that Patrick Reed listens on the range to music as he warms up. What is Masters champion Patrick Reed's song of choice to listen to right before he goes out on the golf course? Answer that tomorrow morning, and you're going to get yourself a free ride on me at Springdale for your Saturday round, of which it's going to be 80 degrees. Well, Al, here we are.
You bet.
Believe it or not, we made it through. You know, I had a lot of faith in you.
Well, thank you. And I in you.
Oh, geez. You're so kind. But here's the story. We're going to be here week in and week out with Springdale Golf Live. It's 9:20 a.m., The Jersey on your dial. If you're not in New Jersey, hit us up on 920thejersey.com or use your TuneIn app on your smartphone. Right now, I'm heading to Springdale. Where are you headed? Why don't you let the tower be your guide And make sure, most of all, y'all know what I'm going to say. Have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.